ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। ये तु अन्वे विदो संतः सब्धा सद अभिमानिनः पशुं द्रुह्यन्ति विश्रब्धा प्रेत्या खादन्ति ते चतान्। ये तु अन्वेवं विदो संतः ये तु अनेवं विदो संतः स्तब्धा सद अभिमानिनः पशुं द्रुह्यन्ति विश्रब्धा प्रेत्या खादन्ति ते च तान्। ये तु अनेवं विदो संतः स्तब्धा सद अभिमानिनः पशुं द्रुह्यन्ति विश्रब्धा प्रेत्या खादन्ति ते च तान्। ये तु अनेवं विदो संतः स्तब्धा सद अभिमानिनः पशुं द्रुह्यन्ति विश्रब्धा प्रेत्या खादन्ति चेत् च। ये तु अनेवं विदो संतः स्तब्धा सद अभिमानिनः पशुं द्रुह्यन्ति विश्रब्धा प्रेत्या खादन्ति च। माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। ये दोज हु तू बट अनेवं विदह नॉट नोइंग दीज फैक्ट्स असंतः वेरी इम्पायस स्तब्धः प्रिजम्पशियस सत अभिमानिनः कंसिडरिंग देमसेल्व्स सेंटली पशुन एनिमल्स द्रुह्यन्ति देहाम विश्रब्धः बीइंग इनोसेंटली ट्रस्टेड प्रेत्यः आफ्टर लीविंग दिस प्रेजेंट बॉडी खादन्ति दे ईट ते दोज एनिमल्स च एंड तान देम। ट्रांसलेशन। दोज सिंफुल पर्सन्स हु आर इग्नोरेंट ऑफ एक्चुअल रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स येट कंसिडर देमसेल्स टू बी कंप्लीटली पायस विदाउट कंपंशन कमिट वॉयलेंस अगेंस्ट इनोसेंट एनिमल्स who are fully trusting in them. In their next lives, such sinful persons will be eaten by the same creatures they have killed in this world. Purport. In this verse, we can clearly see the great discrepancies in those persons who do not surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His law. As stated in the Bhagavatam, हराव अभक्तस्य कुतो महद्गुणः। दोज हु डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट द सुप्रीमेसी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ग्रेजुअली बिकम इन्फेक्टेड विद द मोस्ट सिनफुल प्रोपेंसिटीज दैट ब्रिंग इन देयर इन टर्न टेरिबल सफरिंग अपॉन द नॉन डिवोटीज। इन द वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज सच एज अमेरिका मेनी पीपल प्राउडली प्रोक्लेम देमसेल्व्स टू बी मोस्ट पायस रिलीजनिस्ट एंड समटाइम्स इवन prophets or representatives of God. Boasting of their religiosity, such foolish people experience no fear or doubt in cruelly slaughtering innumerable animals in slaughterhouses or on hunting trips for their whimsical sense gratification. In the state of Mississippi, there are sometimes big pig killing festivals in which entire families enjoy watching a pig cruelly butchered before their eyes. Similarly, a former president of United States of Texas did not consider any social occasion complete without the slaughtering of a cow. Such persons mistakenly consider themselves to be perfectly observing the laws of God, and due to such arrogant foolishness, lose all touch with reality. When a man is raising an animal for slaughter, he feeds the animal nicely and encourages it to grow fat. Thus, the animal gradually accepts its would-be killer as its protector and master. When the master finally approaches the helpless animal with a sharp knife or gun, the animal thinks, "Oh, my master is joking with me." Only at the last minute does the animal understand that the so-called master is death personified. It is clearly stated in the Vedic literature that cruel masters who kill innocent animals will undoubtedly be killed in the next life by the similar process. That creature whose flesh I am eating here and now will consume me in the next life. Thus meat is called mamsa, as described by the learned authorities. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this grisly fate of animal killers is described by Narad Muni to King Prachinibarhi, who was excessively killing animals in so-called sacrifices. He says, "O ruler of the citizens, my dear king, please see in the sky those animals which you have sacrificed. Without compassion and without mercy in the sacrificial arena, all these animals are awaiting your death so that they can avenge the injuries you have inflicted upon them. After you die, they will angrily pierce your body with iron horns." Such punishment of animal killers may take place under the jurisdiction of the Yamaraj on the planet of the Lord of Death. In other words, one who kills an animal or who eats meat undoubtedly acquires a debt to the living entity who has contributed his body for the satisfaction of the meat eater. The meat eater must pay his debt by contributing his own body to be consumed in the next life. Such payment of one's debt by offering one's own body to be eaten is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ వర్డ్స్ విత్ చాంబస్ ముని సింగ్, హియర్ వీ కెన్ సీ దట్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద వెరీ ప్రామినెంట్ లాస్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ దట్ ఫార్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్షన్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ అండ్ అపోజిట్ రియాక్షన్. ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ దిస్ లా ఇస్ వెరీ ప్రామినెంట్. వి సీ దట్ ది వేదిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఇన్ ఇండియా ఎస్పెషలీ వేర్ ఫాలోడ్ సో డీప్లీ బిఫోర్ సే 20-30 years అగో, దట్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ స్కూల్స్ ద టీచర్స్ వుడ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ వేదిక్ లాస్ ఇన్ దేర్ థ్రూ దేర్ టీచింగ్ దేర్ పనిష్మెంట్స్. వన్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ వే వాజ్ లైక్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దే వుడ్ సీ టీచర్ వుడ్ సీ దట్ ఇన్ దేర్ క్లాస్ ఫ్యూ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ సమ్ మిస్చీవస్ యాక్టివిటీస్, దెన్ దే వుడ్ ఎంప్లాయ్ అ యూనిక్ పనిష్మెంట్. దే వుడ్ కాల్ దోస్ బాయ్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ అండ్ దే వుడ్ గివ్ దెమ్ పనిష్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ పులింగ్ ఈచ్ అదర్స్ ఇయర్స్. సో బాయ్ వన్ బాయ్ హూ ఫస్ట్ పుల్స్ అదర్స్ ఇయర్ హీఈస్ ఎంజాయింగ్ అండ్ అదర్స్ క్రై. బట్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఫ్యూ మూమెంట్స్ ద సీన్ బికమ్స్ రివర్స్. ద వన్ హూ క్రైస్ వన్ హూ క్రైడ్ హీ లాఫ్స్ అండ్ అదర్ క్రైస్. సో ఇన్ ద ఎండ్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, బోత్స్ ఆర్ మిజరబుల్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ది సేమ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ విచ్ వి సీ ఇన్ ద animal sacrifices which is mentioned in the Vedas. For those who are in the mode of ignorance, they do not understand that in this animal sacrifices business both parties suffers. One may say that I may do some activity which will compensate my sinful activity, but that doesn't apply in this with the material nature. All the laws of material nature are very stringent. Prabhupada gives example that how a fire will never think that who is putting his hand in him. Suppose a child puts his finger in the fire does not think that, oh, he's an innocent child, he doesn't know what will happen. Fire will burn surely. So whether he is a child or a young man or old man, fire will burn. Similarly, people may say, I do not know that these kind of activities will bring sinful reactions. That is not the case. Whether you know or don't know, the reaction will happen. Reaction will come. This is what is the stringent laws of nature. You cannot escape from this. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that there are so many countries, they have no knowledge about it. Like pig killing festival. Everybody is enjoying and later they might be eating the same pigs as a festival. But they have to pay back. Prabhupada gives one example where one person demonstrated that you cannot do any other activity to get away from the laws of nature. He says that one man was very sinful. He has done so many sinful activities and then he came to know that now he is going to die. So he said that, oh, I know now I have to go to hell now, and there will be so many punishments. So how can I get away with it? So he thought and came with an idea that when the Yamudutas will come, what I'll do, before dying, I'll smear stool on my body so that they will smell it and they will run away, they will go away. A little he has thought that the Yamdutas are day in and day out dealing with sinners. They know, Yamdutas know what is in their mind. So Yamdutas brought pigs with them. And pigs did the job, and then Yamdutas got the subtle body of that sinful person. The basic thing here is we cannot play with material nature. Under the saying that we do not know, or we'll find some another way to get away with the reaction. It will not happen. Even we can see that even in nowadays, if the thieves try to take advantage of the government, say, suppose many times in winter, those homeless thieves, you know, they have to suffer in cold. What they do? At night they will do some mischievous activity so that they can get a free room, blanket and food. So police will catch them and put him in jail. So outside he will suffer, rather than that he will sleep inside. But police are very intelligent. They know what is going on. So what they do, they actually beat him and take away the clothes also. So his position becomes more miserable. Before that, he only has to suffer the cold. But right now what happened? Additional wounds come and his clothes are also torn. Similarly, such thing happens with the murderer. So, one who murders, he gets a capital punishment. That he is been punished, hanged till death, we say, body for body. But additionally, what happens? When the police takes this murderer, before giving him capital punishment, they beat him also. So, this is additional tax he has to pay. So, similarly, Narad Muni here mentions, in the Srimad Bhagavatam to Prachini Parishad, that the mamsa, first thing he says, and what is the definition of mamsa? Mas, the flesh. The Sanskrit meaning is mam means me, and sah means you. So mamsa means I will become you. So the one who is killing the animal, he is saying, that I am eating you now today, you shall eat me in the next life. So, the first we have to see what the generally people do, eat animal flesh in the name of Vedic literature. That or Vedas say that animal sacrifices are allowed. But we have to understand what Vedas actually tells about sacrifices. Animal sacrifices were, first of all, very restricted. Restricted means only for the mode of ignorance. People in the mode of ignorance who will eat meat in any case. For them, these sacrifices are there. And not every day. Only on a dark moon night, once in a 15 day, that too before goddess Kali, the sacrifice will be there. The mantra, this mantra, mantra will be spoken, that mamsa, that means the knowledge is given to the person that you cannot tolerate the urge of tongue. So you satisfy this, but you have to pay in next life. So the Vedas do not promote animal killing, animal sacrifices, or not such. Nowadays it is happening like slaughterhouses are built just for everyday's needs of people eating meat should be satisfied. So that is not the aim of Vedas. So when somebody comes up with this idea that Vedas are giving these animal sacrifices, so we have to tell them that there are instructions for all levels of people. So we cannot stick to the lower instruction and get away with it. Just like Once I have visited one village, Ambadi, there we had a program, and just next to that center was the people who are addicted to alcohol, the rehabilitation center. I mean, to come up to how to give up alcohol, so they give training. So their mantra was, first mantra, don't beat your wife after drinking. So just like we say generally, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorega Sarishuna. This is our mantra wherever we always give. So if to the cultured people, if we start giving this instruction that do not beat your wife after drinking. First of all, you will say, we don't drink, and next we never beat our wife. We argue, but we never beat. So these are lower instructions and the higher instructions. So the Vedas always say that wherever you are, try to come up, to upgrade yourself. That is the main aim. So Prabhupada write here that what is the problem, why people are addicted to these sinful reactions, sinful activities, fruitive activities, because they are not surrendering to the Krishna and His laws. And which surrendering is the quality of a devotee. Otherwise, harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Bhagavatam says that harav abhaktasya, who are not devotees of Hari, kuto mahadguna, they cannot have a good qualities. Good qualities means that we have talking about the godly qualities. Yasyasi bhaktir bhagavati akinchane sarver guner satra samasti suraha. One who is devotee, who is trying to become devotee, as he performs the devotional service, gradually he will achieve all the godly qualities. Samasti suraha. But those who are not devotees, and they might show some moral etiquettes, but harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna mano rathe nasti dhavato bahiya, because it is all on the mental plane, they are not sustainable. One devotee was comparing that when sometimes we come across such argument that sometimes devotee shows more anger than outside person, or so he says, are morally, abhakta seems more good than devotee. But he says that all have, even the bhaktas have come from the material background. But when he does, when he performs devotional service, gradually he starts achieving the jewels of good qualities. But surety of his qualities are because the thread which he uses is shelter. He has taken full shelter of Krishna, so all those qualities will remain in him. But others, the abhakta might gain those jewels, but the thread is there. What is the thread? Mano, false ego. Mind and false ego. So it will not, they are not sustainable. So first we have seen that the laws which are there, which will enforce us to the reactions of whatever we have done. And Vedas never promote the animal sacrifices in such a way that slaughterhouses are built. And Prabhupada begins with the purpose that we have to surrender to Krishna, then these propensities will go. So to surrender to Krishna, we have to understand who Krishna is. And why we should not kill other animals. Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, mame vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Ki all the living entities, whether humans, insects, animals, everybody, are my eternal fragmental part. Mameva amsha. So, if this we understand, that a father is there and all their children are there. So all children are not of equal level of intelligence, beauty or activity, skills. They are different grades. But father loves all children. He never will allow other child, the intelligent child, to kill the unintelligent child. It is not, we can't please him. So Vedas provides gradual education. From the lowest rung to the highest rung, the only teaching Vedas gives is what? Vedesya sarvair aham eva vedyah. The purpose of Vedas is to understand Krishna and to surrender unto Him. So one should not get stuck with the lower rung. He should always try to move forward. Krishna says, once we understand that there are different levels of living entities, then I have provided Vedas as the map and a culture also I have provided. Chatur Varna Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasya. So all different swabhavas which we have acquired from the previous lives, we have got different gunas, guna karma vibhagasya. So you follow that. How you follow? Not for your sense gratification, but samsiddhir hari toshanam. All four varnas and ashramas should act in their own duties for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna. Then they will not get bound by any reaction. Svesve karmani abhirata siddhim vindanti manava. So whatever you have created a swabhav, natural second nature, you dotel that in devotional service. In that way you don't get entangled in this cycle of birth and death. Bali Maharaj gives an example that yada kadachit jivatma, all these living entities who have different yonis, different shariras, samsare swakarma bhi nana yonishu anishoyam paurushim yata ja agratah. What he says? That because of his swabhav, he is roaming in nana yonishu anishoyam. He, all living entities are roaming in different bodies, but never ever he is free, anisho. He is free from the clutches of material nature. In the sense, Krishna's supremacy. Always he is under control. But somehow, after roaming, Paurushim means human life he gets. It is very rare that 84 lakh species and there all he has to be under the grip of material nature, and somehow he gets a job, he gets a human body, and after getting this human body, if he does again he acts in such a way that he puts himself into this birth and death cycle, then he is called Pramatta. The fortune he is losing is fortune. So those people who are all types of sinful activities. We are right now studying the animal sacrifices, the tongue activity. So he says all activities should be considered in a such a way that they make people mad. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. So unless person becomes mad, he will never do what? Vikarma. Vikarma means the activities which are against the scriptures, against the Vedas. So one who knows that nana yonishu, he has roamed everywhere and now he has come here, and this human body is not a reward actually. One sense it is also a punishment. Because of past activities we have got, but in comparison with all the bodies, it is a reward. Because in this body we have a higher intelligence, where we can understand that Krishna is related to all living entities. And our only existence is to please him. That means we have to be cooperative with all other children of Krishna. So with such understanding, if he again does a sinful activity, then for what? Yad indriya pritaya aparanoti. Just because of satisfaction of the senses. Then what happens? He is not considered to be the saintly man. Na sadhu manne yad. Sadhu person, means intelligent person, should not again act in such a sinful way. So that he will get again untangled into the cycle of birth and death. So what is the... So we have seen two things. Last is we suppose a theoretical understanding we have that this animal killing will indulge in our suffering, will give us the suffering, what is the solution? Right now we are seeing that there are many meat shop than the vegetable shop, isn't it? So many people are eating meat. So what is our role? How can we approach them? So one way we may, you know, use the sharp words, criticize them, isn't it? But the when we understand that we have to take everybody to the Krishna's shelter, provide them an atmosphere where they can surrender to Krishna and get out of it, so we cannot be harsh to them, in the sense that those who actually are under the Vedic jurisdiction, I mean, they have knowledge, but still they are somehow been overpowered by modern education or the maybe social etiquette. They have given up the good habits. So what we can do? The Narad Muni is teaching in his through Prachini Parishad that we have to see each person and how he will be revived. Just like I'll give an example. One person I met long back. So he, small, I mean the boy, engineering boy, he used to eat meat. Then I told him that these are the way. You know, if you do that continuously, you'll have to pay back. But after some time he met me, he said, everything what you said makes sense. You know, that they have life, they get pain. But whenever my mother cooks meat, I cannot resist. This was his reaction. So initially I was become really angry. But when I came to our Lord Rishabh Dev's teachings, he says that whenever you take a role of preacher, angry for those who do not follow the Vedic literature, it is your responsibility to provide all the facilities so that he can follow your teachings. So he says, Lord Rishabh Dev tells all his sons that create a culture where they will be forced, in the sense they will be happy to follow your theory, your instruction, your philosophy. So we see that in our long back, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent his sannyasi disciples to London. And there they preached that, you know, to become Brahmana you have to do this. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. What they did, they said it is impossible. Like they came back. But when Prabhupada went to America, what he created? So all hippies were doing all this nonsense. But what he created? He created a culture where to give up all these activities, to meat eating, he has given them prasad. So every day, the Sunday feast. So it was so attractive that it was very easy for them to give up. Because you just can't, this person, Vemsi, I met. So just by giving, don't eat meat. But if he has no facility of a prasad, he has only one way. Whatever is cooked, he will eat. So similarly, so our only aim should be to create such a culture. So Prabhupada has taught it with his example, that we can't force on don'ts, but do's, what you can do. Because the people in Kali Yuga want everything easy. So if you give them the prasad, delicious prasad, and how they can constantly be in touch with the devotees association, where they can also learn prasad and get the facility of doing this 9 process of devotion service, then gradually it will go. Because it is not a one day game or 1 month, 1 year. When one param drishtva nivartate, one who gets higher taste, then the lower taste will go. So that is the main thing. So this verse tells that three things we have seen, that the laws of nature are very stringent. Nobody can escape it with doing any philanthropic activities that, okay, I will get away with it. No. Like a fire, it will act. Why people are doing this? Because they are not surrendering to Krishna. There is no knowledge. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that, so those who have got this knowledge, have fortune, got this fortune, should share this fortune. And we have seen, one, we give this knowledge theoretically, and we create a culture where they will practice and get benefit, because everything was, we may advertise everything nicely, but what people want to see demonstration. Give me, let me experience it, otherwise I'll not follow. So if we give them, so we have seen, it is not a something theory now. So many, within this 50 years, so many people have given up those bad habits and taken to this. So if we follow the teachings, that only thing is, unless we share, we can't actually experience and relish more what we have. So our main aim is to follow Prabhupada, preach, so that people will get away with this horrible activities. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.